Alexei Ilyich, so a man very often faces the choice what way to choose. So does he have the God's will for this? What are the criteria? And yet, so a man can set a target. And suddenly he stumbles upon an obstacle, and very often people used to say, like, there is no God's will, so the resistance is useless. So we know from the history, from biography of many famous people from different spheres, that no obstacles can stop a man towards his target. I mean, the good target, the good aim. The people who made an invaluable contribution into the development of some social spheres. So I would like to know your point of view on this. Thank you very much indeed. First of all, what does it mean to do according to the God's will? It's very important for a religious man. So it's a wondrous thing. I would like to do according to the God's will, but I cannot judge my neighbor, a devil woman. So can I do according to God's will, and I judge her? So is it possible? I understand that it is. So I cannot lie, but if I don't lie, it will be bad for me. So I know the God's will, but I act against it. So it happens in our words, in our deeds, but even in our thoughts. So do you know what thoughts should a religious man have? And do you know what is happening in our poor head? How can we learn the God's will? So it turns out that we know many things. We know the God's will, but we act against it. I wish so much we started acting according to the God's will. So we, in things we do not doubt where God's will is. So the law states the following: if we start doing what we clearly see that it's right, we will start seeing further. We will start doing according to the God's will in the things we now are doubting. So there is an open law. Not right in little things will be wrong in grand things. We are not right. We are not right all the time. We are mistaken. So we lie, we judge, we are unfaithful, we disguise. So why should I encounter? We are not right all the time. In which things? Because we know for sure how to act according to the God's will. Listen just to me. That's the first thing our blindness comes from. The second thing I would like to tell you about is the God's will is... I will be speaking very cruelly, but to myself. So this is my silly mind would think it is the right way according to the God's will, and together my mind together with my conscience thinks that it's the right way to do. When my mind together with my conscience say that it is right, so this is the right way to do. Now, so the God's will is done when I do sincerely, when I think that it is the right way to do. Because I've just told that my silly brain and my silly mind and my conscience is not the perfect thing. So then God will correct us when I do sincerely. So my mind, so the mind and conscience, these are two things which, when overlapping, mean that, you, that it's a God's will. No, the third thing, so it's not the right way to say when we have some obstacles, it's not the God's will. So we find very many opposite things in this aspect. One of the foremost holy fathers of the Orthodox Church in this of the 6th century, Pav Sanufin the Great, when he was asked to answer the question, he said to this, try to perceive God's will out of outer circumstances. Out of outer circumstances, when I see the right way to do, when I am sure that this is important not only for me but for many people, when I see it clearly, the circumstances say that it's clearly, so I should not pay attention to anyone creating obstacles for me. But when we stumble upon a wall, so it sometimes happens that we need to stop. So it sometimes happens when we stumble upon the wall, so we should not surmount the wall. So try clearly to perceive, to acknowledge the God's will out of outer circumstances. You see, so this is the answer to your questions. Thank you very much indeed.